This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has recognized 9 teachers and 2 volunteer educators for their exceptional efforts to encourage agricultural literacy. The educators will each receive a $1,500 scholarship to attend the National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference in Hershey, Pennsylvania in June. The foundation, through the White Reinhardt Fund for Education, sponsors the scholarships in cooperation with the American Farm Bureau's Women's Leadership Committee. Among this year's recipients are Mary Zumwalt of Altamont Lutheran in Altamont, Illinois. Dr. Stephen Novella, a neurologist at Yale University, is a prominent voice in the skeptical movement, a scientific movement that, as he describes it, focuses on heavily explaining the truth behind common myths, things that people believe that aren't true. Novella helped sort out fact from fiction when it comes to so-called industrial agriculture in general, and GMOs in particular, in a Mother Jones article. Gene modification, Novella said, is not the panacea, nor is it a menace. It's just one more tool that has to be used intelligently. Novella also argues that many of the fears surrounding genetically modified crops are unsupported. More than 500,000 students in all 50 U.S. states this past week shared the importance of agriculture in our daily lives, spread their passion for agriculture, and hosted community-wide events to help others in need. It was National FFA Week, and a host of activities were planned to raise awareness about the role of the National FFA organization plays in the development of the agriculture industry's future leaders and the importance of agricultural education. The week-long tradition started in 1948. Each year, National FFA Week runs Saturday to Saturday, encompassing President George Washington's February 22nd birthday in recognition of Washington's legacy as an agriculturalist and farmer. Campbell's Soup Company has weather issues on both sides of the country. In the east, there's the cold and the snow, which normally spur consumers to eat up the soup they have in their cupboards and then buy more. On the other hand, we had plant closures for a while, retail store closures, and some lost business in the food service sector, according to Denise Morrison, Campbell's president and chief executive. In the west, meanwhile, the lack of rain threatens to wreak havoc on agriculture. The 2014 Farm Bill includes disaster aid provisions for livestock forage, livestock indemnity, and the tree assistance program, all of which have been expired for a couple of years. Farmers who suffered losses in 2012 and 2013 haven't received assistance, but Mary Kay Thatcher, American Farm Bureau policy analyst specialist, said those payments will be made retroactively. According to Thatcher, the really good news is that we made up the payments going forward permanent so that they won't expire again at the end of 5 years if we happen to not get this farm bill done. She suggests farmers and ranchers start pulling data and information together now about their losses, as USDA will need that documentation before distributing payments. The Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency reminds producers of the expanded crop insurance options for insurable organic crops. In its support for the continued growth of organic agriculture, RMA expanded the coverage options for producers through federal crop insurance. Through efforts to better collect and evaluate price and yield data, RMA has worked with other USDA agencies over the past several years to enhance the coverage options for organic producers. Starting with the 2014 crop year, the 5% premium surcharge for acreage insured under organic farming practices has been removed. A new contract price option is available to organic producers who grow eligible crops under guaranteed contracts, and changes to organic transitional yields will be phased in so they will be more reflective of actual organic farming experience. RMA continues to add organic price elections for certain crops based on availability of data. Additional information on risk management tools available for organic farmers can be found on the RMA Organic Crops website. DuPont, The University of Missouri and USDA's Agricultural Research Service have announced an innovative new collaboration to pool soil mapping resources, predictive technologies, and expertise to help growers more sustainably improve crop yields through better nitrogen application management and other field input planning. The public-private effort aims to enhance sustainable crop production through field and crop modeling that targets the specific soil, climatic, watershed, and production conditions within producers' fields with real-time information. The three-year exclusive agreement among DuPont Pioneer, the global seed and advanced plant genetics business of DuPont, the University of Missouri, and USDA ARS will bring together the respective strengths of each party in precision agriculture, sensors, and soil mapping, including the characterization of soil types, topography, and watersheds. The World Food Prize is the foremost international award recognizing the accomplishments of individuals who have advanced human development by improving the quality, quantity, or availability of food in the world. The World Food Prize is a $250,000 award formally presented at the Laureate Awards Ceremony in mid-October on or around World Food Day in conjunction with the Borlaug Dialogue International Symposium. Nominations are sought of an individual or individuals having demonstrated exceptional achievement in any field involved in enhancing food production and distribution and increasing food availability and accessibility to those most in need. Any academic or research institution, private or public organization, corporate entity, or governmental unit may submit a nomination for the World Food Prize until May 1st. Proposed changes to the tax code restricting the use of cash accounting by agricultural operations would reduce agriculture's access to capital by as much as $12.1 billion over the next 4 years, according to a study released by Kennedy & Co., LLC, and Farmers for Tax Fairness. The study, prepared by the independent research firm Informa Economics, revealed that U.S. agricultural producers forced to switch from cash basis to accrual basis accounting under new laws would have to pay out as much as $4.84 billion in taxes during the next 4 years. Additionally, borrowing capacity of these operations would decrease by another $7.26 billion over the same time period. According to American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman, cash accounting combined with the ability to accelerate expenses and defer income gives farmers and ranchers the flexibility to manage their tax burden on an annual basis by allowing them to target an optimum level of taxable income commensurate with long-term annual earnings. Cash accounting also gives farmers and ranchers the flexibility they need to plan for major investments in their businesses and in many cases provides guaranteed availability of some agricultural inputs. Along with calling for comprehensive reform of the nation's tax code and urging lawmakers to continue the unrestricted use of cash accounting for farmers and ranchers who pay taxes as individuals, Farm Bureau addressed a number of other tax provisions critical to agriculture in recent comments on the Senate Finance Committee's Cost Recovery and Accounting Tax Reform discussion draft. Because agriculture requires large investments in machinery, equipment, and other depreciable assets, farmers and ranchers place great value on tax code provisions such as Section 179 Small Business Expensing, which allows them to write off capital expenditures in the year that purchases were made, according to Farm Bureau. The United Egg Producers and the Humane Society of the United States have announced the group's original 2011 agreement to jointly petition the federal government for federal legislation for the purpose of transitioning the industry from primarily a conventional cage egg production business to enriched colony cage housing over a period of years will not be extended. The agreement specified federal legislation to mandate a phased-in move to enriched cage housing for all commercial layers in the U.S. The estimated industry cost of this action over the next 15 to 17 years was approximately $4 billion. HSUS, in turn, had agreed to cease all state ballot initiatives and undercover investigations related to the egg industry and to publicly recognize the welfare acceptability of the enriched cage system. The two groups attempted to pass legislation in both the Senate and House during the 112th and 113th Congress without success. AFBF opposes any laws mandating specific farming practices in livestock production, but does support the rights of individual commodity groups to develop voluntary national production standards. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.